Malaprop's books reopened Tuesday under North Carolina's social distancing guidelines, but any enthusiasm to return to business life as normal was muted. Only two customers had registered in advance for reopening day appointments to shop inside the downtown Asheville store.
There is naturally going to be an amount of nervousness just because we haven't done things like this before.
Justin Souther is the manager at Malaprop's. For now, the store is restricting the number of customers inside at any given time to 5. Reservations must be made in advance for 1-hour blocks.
I know I'm somebody who, during all of this time in my own personal life, has been very reluctant to go into places, but I think we are doing it in a way that people will feel safe.
Malaprop's and Harvest Records in West Asheville are the region's largest independent retailers focused on books and records. Over the past 2+ months, both have handled online orders with curbside pickup. Malaprop's tapped 4 employees to split time over home deliveries, and the store has seen some revenue from audiobook sales. But both stores have only done about a quarter of their pre-pandemic business. Now, with the prospect of reopening, both stores are working out how to keep staff and customers safe in environments where handling merchandise is intrinsic to the shopping experience. Mark Capon is the co-founding owner of Harvest Records.
In a way that we've never really had to do because, you know, for 15 years people would come in here and flip through themselves, and now it's our responsibility to sort of flip for them in a way, like show them what we have. People want records, and despite not being able to browse, they're going to figure out a way to get what they want.
Capon and Souther said the shutdown has forced them to pivot and learn how to do business differently. At Harvest, which hasn't set a date to welcome the public back inside the store, staff have turned to social media to post lists and photos of new items in stock.
DMs on Facebook and Instagram, people getting in touch with us in that way. I think in the past, you know, it would like sort of fall behind, or maybe we'd fall behind on replying to emails and stuff, but right now we have to be so on top of it. I think we're going to try to stick with that because people deserve that.
In normal times at Malaprop's, author events were big for sales, and Souther said the spring calendar was loaded with big events. He said the virtual author events that have replaced in-store events haven't inspired anything close to the same level of sales.
We've gotten really good at being a physical space and being able to interact with people face-to-face. And we're not especially technology-savvy people, and so we've been having to figure out on the fly how to make videos and make these live-streamed events that work and are engaging.
Capon is gratified by one observation, that many customers over the past 2 months had rarely, if ever, visited Harvest Records before the shutdown.
It's been refreshing that there are people that still are going to support us, and maybe even some new people that weren't doing that before, and now they are. It's really encouraging. That's, I guess, a big part of my optimism about the future, is maybe when we are able to open again, we'll have a deeper, more widespread foundation of a customer base that are going to pay attention to what we're doing.
Despite enforcing social distancing standards, gloved and masked staffs, and limits on customer capacity, it's difficult to gauge the public's current appetite for thumbing through physical records and books. But in this poll of 2 people, there's unanimity about the long-term outlooks for their stores.
And I'm still 100% a believer in the importance of a physical space for physical media. That is the driving force behind what we do. That is why so many people love coming in here still, when they know they can buy things online from wherever. Like, the experience of walking in a record store and seeing things in front of your eyeballs that you normally wouldn't see, and having conversations with people and talking about music, that's all very important to us.
Record Store Day, traditionally the biggest retail event of the year for stores such as Harvest, still awaits details, but people can still plan their buying when the list of special releases comes out June 1st. I'm Matt Pikin, BPR News.